Tedeum laudamus, te Dominum confitemus.
Te eternum Patrem, omnis terra veneratu.
Tibi omnes angeli, ibit celiet universe potestate.
Tibi cherubim et seraphim, incessabili voce proclama.
Sanctus, Dominus Deus Sabaoth.
Plenis sunt celi et terra, majestatis gloriae Tuae.
Seventh of August 2019. Feast of our Heavenly Father. Through the reflections of the last days, we have had the opportunity to meet God the Father a little closer. Sometimes it might be that our own experiences are an obstacle of recognizing the true image of God. If, for example, our own relationship to our Father was more problematic than good. But one should not be disturbed because of such circumstances and, more than ever, discover God as our loving Father. He can heal our wounds and fulfill our inner emptiness, which might have come to us because of lacking sufficient love. The worship of God as a Father of all mankind was, as I already mentioned, asked by God the Father himself. This message was transmitted by Madre Eugenia Ravasso. An official feast with this title only could be installed by the ecclesiastical hierarchy. But what is possible? On this day, priests who want to be spiritually connected to the wish of such a feast can celebrate a holy mass to the Most Holy Trinity. What could be the fruits of such a feast, along with the wonderful knowledge of the great love of God, our Father, to us? In Madre Eugenia's little book, amazing promises are given by God, our Father, such as that people are more easily and permanently converted, that people have more hope, and more and more. I would like to deepen one aspect for us today. The deeper relationship with God as our Heavenly Father would connect mankind as a spiritual family of the faithful, strengthening the family nature of the relationship with God. This would be for God an easy way to come into our heart. Without minimizing the dimension of true reverence and true respect, this is a part of true relationship to God, we regain what we have lost as a result of the loss of paradise, the familiarity with our Creator. In addition, God invites us to share with Him as a friend and confidant, emphasizing once again how close He wants to be with us. Perhaps it is still a bit unknown or even strange for us to be so close to God from our heart and to understand from our inside how close God is to us. But if we follow the invitation and meet God deeper through our Lord Jesus Christ, it will become natural and familiar. Unity of mankind in God, the Holy Trinity. What an important experience. Remember how tender the relationship of the disciple John to Jesus was, who rested as a priest of the Lord. All this shows us, along with so many words of the Holy Scripture, that the love of God calls us again and again to understand that we are loved children of God. The more we understand His love and let it enter into our hearts, the more we move in that love and live in this love, the more our heart will be opened for the brother and the sister. Even more, because our heart will start to burn to search that many people will meet our Heavenly Father in Christ. We will work in the kingdom of God to spread the faith that we are united with them, all people who will accept the faith as a family in God. Such a feast, God Father of all mankind, would, according to the words of God Himself, serve such a noble purpose. Therefore, I also cordially invite our listeners to pray that God's desire for such a feast will be fulfilled, and that our Holy Catholic Church will never stop to bring the gospel to this world and invite mankind to come home. I'm very pleased to hear that now also people from China belong to our family of listeners, and greet them on this way, and all those who are listening to the reflections and to the holy music. Finally, a little advice. In addition to contemplate the Word of God, if possible, don't miss it each day, receiving the Holy Sacraments, we should always take some time to be alone with God our Father, just to talk to Him personally and to learn to listen to Him. We should bring trustfully to Him our innermost concerns. God always has time for us, and it will be never too much for Him to listen to His children. We also can bring Him little things, but not always the most important, as well as to Our Lady, Mother Mary, the Blessed Virgin. So let us accept the invitation of God and enter more deeply into the love of our Father. That would certainly be a great joy for Him and would realize the innermost meaning of such a feast of God, our Father.
Per singulos dies benedicimus te
et laudamus nomen tuum in saeculum et in saeculum saeculi. Miserere nostri Domine, miserere nostri.
Fiat misericordia tua, Domine, super nos, quem ad morum speravimus in te.
In te, Domine, speravi, non confundarine.